Hey, and here we are, revving the engines for the warriors, for the calling out of the warriors on all fronts. We prepare to... Yes, you know what I meant to say. We're going to be playing a lot of clips today. I'm actually going to start today's broadcast on Spirit Wars. This is Michael Basham, broadcasting live from the middle of the Pacific Ocean, sending out a signal from one of the most heavily armed islands and archipelagos on this earth. And much as Trump is trying to assemble the Space Force, we're trying to assemble the Spirit Force here on Spirit Wars with the Fringe Radio Network, calling out to anybody out there that doesn't feel at home in their life anymore, that doesn't feel at home in the world, then this transmission is for you. And it's about you. It's about what your part is to play in this greater end game. And if you don't like the idea of spiritual warfare, well, too bad, but also that's okay, because there's other echelons, there's other areas where we could use your help. So first off, take a little listen here to this Alex Jones intro. I was really inspired today listening to this, and I think this might be an inspiration for others as well. So just hold on a second while we allow the Jones, the Alex, to just kind of nail down some of the big picture stuff for us. So hold on just one second. And then we're going to be playing some clips from Daniel Duvall's show, an interesting interview that he did that really nails discipleship and the need for leaders and warriors and disciples today. All right.
Hallelujah. Let's get into gear.
And then we're going to share some Bibles. Amen. Amen. All right, check it out.
Check it out.
Globalists model themselves after the Jacobins that triggered and started the French Revolution. And they were a group and organization whose own internal documents later admitted didn't want human liberty or freedom, but wanted absolute control over all aspects of humanity, who wanted to overthrow the old existing church and system of royals and in its place install absolute dictators over every facet of human life. They are a priest class that seeks to create a final revolution or a total and complete domination of the human species forever by capturing the human species in an artificiality. Now, when you see the internet and the way it's been designed, when you see globalism, when you see high-tech cities and all of these systems that are basically creating false environments for us, artificial environments that are dehumanizing us, that are making us weaker, stupider, slower, fatter, more feeble, and where people haven't just been enslaved, they've given up without even giving up. They've given up without even knowing that they've given in. They have no drive. They have no life force. They have no fire in the eyes. How was this done? How was this planned? How was this carried out? You know, the Pope just last week said there's some mysterious evil throughout history that hurts humanity and that wants to destroy us. Now, I previously said that there is no devil. That didn't work, so he came out and said, well, I didn't mean that. But there he was again saying it. What is this mysterious mystery of evil that the Bible talks about? Of course, he plagiarized. He didn't say it was from the Bible. He was saying that this mystery, this hidden hand, this dark force that wants to hurt us. Is it some type of subconscious kill switch? Is that what the monsters of the id are talked about? No, ladies and gentlemen, the Pope's out today calling for world government. And of course, once you have world government, you have world cashless society. And if you haven't been a good little globalist, they're going to turn your global ID that's biometrically accessed by a face scan or a hand scan off the mark in the face or on the hand. By the way, I was thinking about this just last night, and I'll talk about it when we come back. How out of the gates, as soon as the cashless society is almost getting here, they're not waiting to slowly, incrementally do it once it's here. It's almost here. They're already announcing at MasterCard and at Visa. They're already announcing at Facebook with online banking that your behavior will govern how many goodie points you get. And if you're not a good little globalist and don't have your five-year-old's, you know, report for sex education to learn how to be chemically sterilized, well, then you have your credits taken away. But if you let your child be sterilized, well, you've got a good decade or so of not even having to work and luxury cruises around the world. This is the official plan being announced. You take all 100 and something vaccines they want you to take? Why, you're going to have a great social score. You don't? Well, you're not going to be able to set one foot outside your house. Then they're going to take your house. Then there's going to be such a homeless problem in the future. You're going to be taken to a work brigade facility where you're going to then be euthanized. After all, we're a socialist system. We can't pay for all these homeless people. That's why they're ballooning the homeless problem so that it becomes such a huge problem, we then accept exterminating them, which has been the admitted plan. It's all problem, reaction, solution. And we're going to be talking about it all today. This is going to be a broadcast you do not want to miss. We're going to have Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver, who are here in Austin, in studio. They're going to be co-hosting the fourth hour today. And so much more than the War Room. 3 p.m. Central as well with Owen Schroyer. And don't forget David Icke.
All right. So we're very proud of Alex Jones and what he's doing. And I don't mean to interrupt, although this is my show. Alex Jones, I'll take it from here. He's been a catalyst and a great encouragement to me over the years. And I hope that people will tune in to the Alex Jones show. I'm not trying to compete with them or trying to take away from what they're doing. I think what they're doing is very important, and we're kind of a commentary that jumps in where Alex Jones and friends leave off. And look at the effectiveness of just a broadcast that goes on 3 hours a day. Now it's like 9 hours a day, thanks to all the other people that they've inspired. Look at the effectiveness of such a team. We want to emulate some of their strategies, but also focus more on the spirit, hence the spirit war and the spirit force and everything else that God is going to show us. It's not just patriotism for America. It's something much more universal. It's something that America was aspiring to be and hopefully will continue to be in the future. It is Jesus Christ, the gospel. But look at what happened. Look at this return to liberty. Look at the message, really, of what they're saying now. That it is a return to our original ideals, and it is face off against the enemy. Listen to a little bit more of this broadcast, because I think okay.
It's like injecting testosterone.
Listen to exactly what he's sharing here. This is very important.
But first, I just want to state this so it's clear and on the record. Bible prophecy, whether you believe in Revelation or not, whether you believe in the God of the Bible, is being used as a template of a world government cashless society grid. And so just as humans envisioned in Jules Verne's books 150 years ago, traveling to the moon, and we've now done it, or just as people imagined 1,000 years ago airplanes in the sky that humans would fly in, we've now done it. Or they imagined back in Star Trek in the 1960s, your little communicators, and of course a few years later we'd already done it. What we imagine we're able to build. And ladies and gentlemen, a cashless society, world government's here. Sweden is almost completely cashless now. And Sweden is now talking about passing laws where you have to have a microchip to get on a bus or a train, and they're already microchipping people to get on buses and to get on trains and giving them discounts if they do it. Remember, a decade ago, they had the digital angel, and they'd have these swank clubs where you have the downstairs club and the club with all the sexy girls. You had to get a microchip to get into the VIP area. They had it in Florida. They had it in areas like Barcelona, Spain. So it's always been a carrot or the stick situation. And way back in 2015, we first reported on the Chinese social score first on air. Now that Chinese Communist social score, or Mark of the Beast, is going worldwide. And out of the gates, in 2018, 2019, hundreds of prominent nationalists, hundreds of prominent conservatives, and now it's in the thousands, are losing their MasterCard, losing their visas. They're having their bank accounts cancel on them, and they're saying to people when they call the bank, we notice you bought a bunch of guns, or we notice you went to the NRA convention. Now LA's passed a law where if you're a member of the NRA, that's your own private membership, what is it, 6 million strong or so, should be 100 million, that you won't be able to get a city contract. Total discrimination for your political beliefs. Totally criminal. And if you're a radio listener, while I speak, the crew is just search engineering everything I say and pulling up mainstream articles. So I'm not making this up. This is really happening. Last year, I was given a hate leader designation by the Southern Poverty Law Center, whose word is taken as God worldwide. Criminal offshore organization, all sorts of seedy past, all the hundreds of millions that they rake in trying to foment fake racism. And I was put in there as that designation, and then suddenly bank account after bank account that I'd had for decades in merchant accounts with perfect credit scores. I have no criminal record. I have really good personal credit, and I had a basically as good a credit. There's no such thing as perfect. As good a credit as you can get in banking. In merchant banking, as good a credit. We don't take loans, any of that stuff. We pay our bills, we pay our debts, we instantly transfer the money in and out. We play by the book. Ladies and gentlemen, they said that we are a criminal terrorist organization. No judge, no jury, total defamation, slander, whatever you want to call it, to prohibit me from the market. And now they announced 2 weeks ago that major credit card companies are going to appoint Southern Poverty Law Center trained human rights commissions inside each company who will watch what you do and what you buy, and that they will then penalize you. These are SJWs. This is what you get college degrees for now, to censor the internet, to watch what people do, to watch how they buy and sell. If you're a mainstream media reporter, you get access to YouTube, to Google, to Twitter, to Facebook's internal algorithms and data. They get access to your accounts. This has all come out in the news. And then they are your minders. They are your controllers. They are the people that will then oversee you and run your life. And it's going to go down to every facet of what we do. If you don't send your children to the sex education when they're five, where they're going to teach your little boys or the really little girls that they should be sterilized, that's in the news today, you will be given a bad social credit score. If you don't take the hundreds of vaccines, you'll be given a bad social credit score. If you go to the wrong church, you'll be given a bad social credit score. This is it. We are living to see the mark of the beast manifest. And there's not an outcry. There's not a word being said by your mega churches. There's not anything being done about it. And we're just sliding over the edge, down the slide, into the abyss. We're going to cover it all today. It's here. Everything you do tracked in real time. Everything put into a global score. Every facet of your life chronicled. And then even people that submit completely, they're going to notice there's more and more added to what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to live. And the technocrats controlling it can put more restrictions on someone if they want or less, even if that person is complying and submitting. They're going to still drive you into the ground because that is the essence of what these globalists are establishing. So it's here, and people better organize against it. They better say no to it. They better resist it, and they better start setting up alternative systems to counter it, because the Bible says the beast system will come up and be live for 1 hour. 1 hour. Now, it's all archetypal there and coded, but 1 hour means generally about a year. And during that time, most of the Earth's planetary population will be exterminated. 2,000 years ago, that was written, plus. 2,000 plus years ago. And then notice, magically, the world government wants to depopulate the Earth today. Everything, Revelations and Daniel, Old Testament, New Testament, Ezekiel, it all ties together. It's all right there in black and white, and that's why there's the war on Christians. That's why they want anybody shut down that talks about this, because it's all there. The total world government beast system is coming. It's almost here, and out of the gates it's manifesting. And it's politically going to target certain little political subgroups first that aren't popular.
Well, the spirit force is here, and we haven't quite broken through into all of these different channels and stations that we want to. But having listened to Alex Jones when he wasn't really popular yet, when he was actually really crazy sounding, now he's pretty much been credited. He's being attacked like never before, but that's just a sign that you're really doing a good job. Here we are, and there the networks of people that we're talking with every day are echoing what Alex Jones just talked about today in the May 20th transmission, outlining the mark of the beast and what they're going to do, what they're already doing, and what they're continuing to try to do. We want to kind of bring things into perspective of what the Lord is doing, because it's not like I'm some kind of guru or incredible Christian guy that just has a perfect relationship with God and is an example to everybody of who you want to be. It's more like, look, if God can save me, he can save anybody. And if I can understand what it says in this book in kind of an outline perspective to the extent that I have, I believe anybody can. We're putting the handle down pretty low. We're going to be sharing another clip today from Dan Duvall, and just about the need for warriors, the need for disciples and people to really follow God, not just in name only, not just in hey, I go to church every day. We're going to talk about the failure of the church system and really what is to be expected when the New World Order system is fully in place. I just came from Asia. I was there for 10 years. I saw the death. I saw the anarchy. I saw the despair. And that was where I really woke up to this stuff being real. And then in 2008, when the financial collapse started, it was like, okay, what these people, these patriots are talking about, turns out it's true. Well, I better really buckle down and just get into the Word and find out for myself what I can do and what else needs to be done. And not just dilly-dally my life away and worry about my career and my done gone, how cool do I look in front of the guys type of stuff, you know? You know what I'm talking about. I mean, I think you do. Some people do. Well, a lot of people are still just worried about their money, their career, their popularity. And a lot of these things that people worry about are worth considering, obviously. Take care of your family. Work hard. You know, I've got a double tomorrow. I'm doing everything I can every day just to do to handle a lot of things. And I want to thank you guys. We have some new Patreon supporters, which I'm going to name in the future. I don't have the list before me, but there's a lot of people that have believed in this message who have been following these transmissions that I just want to thank all of you. It's not really about the numbers at this point. It's really about zeroing in and connecting with that one person who is going to affect greater change in their zone, in their area. And we want to offer support to those people. A lot of people that we connect with personally are former military, believe it or not. People who understand the importance of the camaraderie, the brotherhood, the fellowship, the communication, the unity in order to win the battle. Those are some of my favorite people to work with, because usually you're dealing with people that they just want you to support whatever they're doing. They don't understand the bigger picture. They don't understand that, you know, you might make great sales on your book about the end of the world, but if we're not working together, there, you know, I have a vision of us really networking and finding those places in the valleys and the mountains. It says that when this tribulation system comes that Alex Jones is constantly warning us about, which is literally here, I mean, it's not just something down the road, it's literally something that they're initiating in China. They're starting this credit system next year. It's supposed to be in place next year, where you literally cannot buy or sell or do anything. Travel, start a business, go to the best schools. Your children suffer if you don't do exactly what the government wants you to do. So that is coming. If you're not aware of that, man, well, get with the program, bros. We've got to understand that this stuff is real, and we've also got to get into the Lord's spirit so we're not afraid when it starts to really happen. So we're not like, oh my gosh, it was real? First of all, you shouldn't be afraid of the devil. You should be more afraid of God, and the fact that God is real, that is something to really be concerned about. We don't want to fail God. He's the most humble one. He's the most patient one. While we're all here being all distracted, you know, I open my Bible and he's like, hi, you keep calling me Lord, but you're not doing what I'm saying. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. Now give me a second as I open our YouTube comments. We have to know what the people are saying in the YouTube. I'm literally managing. We've got like three different sources here broadcasting live with a bunch of mics, and I'm trying to share some clips today. It's not going to sound very good on Facebook. So if you're listening on Facebook, hi Lorraine, hi Amanda, bless you. You definitely want to either tune into our YouTube channel, which is called Spirit Force, or you can check out on the Fringe Radio Network, download our podcast. The Spirit Wars show is on the Fringe Radio Network, and you can listen, you know, whenever you have time, and that's a really good way to listen. Aye. Okay. Alright. Hallelujah, Malala. Now, based on what Alex Jones was just talking about, and love or hate him, that's fine. I don't mind people saying they hate the president or they hate the InfoWars stuff. It's really only one facet, a part of everything else that we want to get into. And if you don't understand the Bible, if you don't understand the bigger picture, there's a lot of Christians out there that have a works trip agenda. They want you to get into their little cult, their little religious scheme. And for me, it's just a hard dose of reality, realizing the enemy at the gates. You've got these radicalized Muslims. You've got people coming in from third world countries that are going to bring down our status of living. What he was saying is so true. I mean, the homeless problem is out of control now. Like, you can't go anywhere without just seeing, it's like Terminator. It's like people living in a third world country on the streets. And that's to get you used to it so that when they want to euthanize, you're used to it. You're like, okay, whatever. Well, we don't want to just get stuck in that vision of the tribulation. Although the Bible talks a lot about the tribulation to come. But it's only about, I want to just reiterate this, it's only about maybe 2% of all the other prophecy, and that's just a number that I put out there to sound legit. But, you know, the tribulation stuff, the tribulation is 3.5 years. It's going to be a really difficult time. It's going to be a time to test you to your very core. And the people that I used to work with, I was in a cult, I was in the Family International, I was in the Children of God. You can watch the Netflix documentary. Which, incidentally, was a sex cult where I never saw anybody having any kind of crazy sex ever. In fact, it was a situation that was in many ways paradoxical. I've already been interviewed multiple times by different people and shared that story. But that was part of my red pill, was living off the grid for a number of years and with those people, seeing a side of society that you usually would not learn what we learned. But, you know, we spent a lot of time reading the Bible and learning about the Bible, learning about, you know, your walk with God. It was kind of my military experience and my training. And that is something, the good side, which I want to convey to people, is the fellowship, the unity, the training, but also, let's just say, the pain, you know, the betrayal, the corruption. There was a lot of corruption. And that's just what happens. I mean, every branch of the military has that in some sense. And it's up to the good men and women that join the military in those areas of intelligence and the different agencies to make things right. Right now, I watch the news. We have like the head of the CIA and the head of the FBI and all these people trying to take down the president, and now they're getting grilled and they're in the crosshairs of the people for committing perjury, for actually trying to commit a great crime. Forget whether you think Trump is a clown or not. It's, you literally became a criminal going and performing a literal coup of the government, and you're supposed to be an upholder of the law, a servant of the people, and you join this kind of communist uprising that's taking place. And it's not just in America. It's happening in Europe. It's happening in England. It's happening in many countries. I'm going to start posting videos in Chinese, speaking in Chinese. I lived in China and Taiwan for a long time, and they just legalized gay marriage. And this is a country that's very conservative, that's very much, you know, allowing this because there are elements in their government that are also interested in just tearing down the wall, the moral guard of their country. And it's like inviting China to invade. So I'm going to post some videos to just kind of let them know what they're doing. And, you know, that's a whole other can of worms. But, you know, we're in very intense times, and that's why we need to get back into the Word. I commit to jumping into the Word as much as possible. I hope other people will also take time on your own. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you. Let the Lord just unveil things in the Word to you so that you're not dependent on anybody else. We all face numerous distractions every day. It's so easy to just be like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to listen to this YouTube guy and watch this thing and listen to a sermon and maybe go to church every once in a while, and that's my spiritual life. But you never get into that intimacy with Jesus. And then when you do, and I'm going to just say this, I love Skywatch TV. I love Michael Heiser. I love Chris Bancartz. But they are not really focused on your personal walk with Jesus in the kind of mystic-y, awesome-y sort of way that I know that God makes himself available. And he wants to meet you right where you're at. And he will send you angels. He will send you visions, dreams, prophecies, if you want them, if you're seeking them. And so that's one of the things that we're endeavoring to do, is to share a little bit of our journey of walking into the Spirit and just pulling down just the vision and the message from him on a daily basis, and kind of demystifying the mystic, because people kind of put the mystic on this high pedestal and then they're like, well, you know, I met this guy in real life and he's really not that special, actually. Well, yeah, he's just a person, and yeah, actually, you could do pretty much what he's doing, no problem. Like, anybody can get a prophecy. Anybody can speak in tongues. Anybody can receive a prophetic dream. It's just, the fact is, most people are afraid of it, and they feel like, well, the Bible doesn't really say that I can do this, so therefore, I must be a sinner if I do it, and I'm never going to do it. Well, I want to address that a little bit today for just a few minutes. First, I'm going to play a clip. I'm going to play a clip from Dan Duvall's show, which is hilarious that Dan Duvall's been on all these different channels and shows. And he literally talks to Jesus and angels and summons them and commands them. But then there's this kind of spirit of religion that lurks around that. And I want to read some Galatians today to just kind of counterbalance some of this, like, oh, we're not allowed to talk about angels ever, spiritual gifts, and unless it's exactly the way that, you know, the guru that we follow that says don't listen to any other gurus. And I went on a little rant yesterday in Target. I just turned on our YouTube channel Spirit Force, and I went live and just ranted a little bit about the recent dialogue between Chris and Mike. I think it's important to pay attention to what they're saying, but then don't discount your own experience with God. When God wants to show you something, when you reach out to him, and don't feel guilty if you reach out to him. And my wife had an angelic encounter the other day. We sat down and prayed, and we asked the Lord for something, and he showed up. So, and it was in a very gentle way. It was nothing like, it was nothing. Anyway, I'll share that story. Listen to this little tiddly bitly of the clip here. It's not going to sound good on YouTube and Facebook, I'm sorry, but take a listen and see what you think. This is about really the need for disciples and for warriors right now. So here we are.
I will tell you, on the positive, there was a pastor of a mega church who he called me one time, and he said that the Lord had been speaking to him. And when he read my book, I have a book called Jesus Training Manual. It used to be called Lord Disciple Me. And he said that the Lord showed him in his church. He said he had a heart attack. And while he was in the hospital, the Lord began to speak to him about what it meant to be a disciple. And the Lord asked him while he was in recovery in the hospital, he goes, how many disciples are there in your staff? And he said, there aren't any. And according to biblical foundation, and I'll explain that in a second. And then he said, how many in your elders? And that means people who understand the authority and the power of God could cast out evil spirit and heal the sick, who are doing the works that Jesus did. He goes, I don't have any elders that fit that. He said, in your whole staff, not your pastoral staff, but like 100 and some people, how many? And he said, I can think of one or two maybe. And but they're like low level positions. And he said, in your whole church, 13,000 people at the time, how many? And he goes, there's a handful of people that I would put into that category, but we don't know what to do with those people. And this guy has run pretty national events, like national global events. And he said when he came back to church for the first time after this heart attack, he was sitting in the back of his church. And there were in their church, there's the auditorium, and then they've got the cafe. And he's sitting in one of the round tables back in the cafe, which the pastor never is there. But, you know, everybody knows he's kind of in recovery time. And he's sitting back there, and he puts his head on the table, and he's weeping. And people are coming up to him. Oh, pastor, we're praying for you. You're going to be fine. And he's like, they have no idea why I'm weeping. Wow. And he said, for the first time, I felt like I could see things through God's eyes. And he said, we had a great show. It was flawless. And he said, but I couldn't see the presence or the power of God. And he goes, and there was no disciples, and there was no discipleship taking place. And he was weeping. And when he came in to leadership and he took back the reins, he goes, we're going to shut everything down for, I forget if it was a month or several months, no programs, no entertainment. We're going to have, you know, no lights, no smoke, no show. And he goes, we need the presence of God, and we need to make.
You know, what he said is so true, and people are so good at the whole showman thing in church. And it's just, it's such a shame. And it means that God is really bored with his own people. Like, we're so concerned just having an entertaining thing. And I could do that too. I could spend all this money. And you know, it's really the people. You know, you guys helped us get the studio. And the very chair that I'm sitting in, everything, the desk, the computer, the microphone, the mic stand, everything has been a miracle. And, I just want to pay it forward and say, look, I mean, we need those resources. I mean, we should be a little bit entertaining. I don't want to be like completely putting people to sleep here, but it's a real war. And the spiritual warfare, the information is very important. The community is very important, but the church system is so dead. And then they don't let you meet God. Notice how they put you into this kind of a checkmate where you're not allowed to talk to angels. You're not allowed to get a prophecy. You're not allowed to have a vision. You're not allowed to have a spiritual experience that isn't exactly something that happened in the Bible. And even if it is, then you might still be a heretic. But then you have to go to these dead churches where there's nothing but a Holy Spirit goosebump every once in a while because they have a really great rock band on the youth team. Notice the reality of the situation that we're in and the desperate situation that we're in because we have so few disciples. What Jesus told that pastor when he had a heart attack and he was in the hospital, there are no real disciples on your team in this giant megachurch. What does that tell you? So it's very, very important that we come to the Lord. And hi, Catherine Lambert. Bless you. She agrees. Alexander Kilman. All right. We got a little bit of Poland going on here. Love you, man. I got to get back in touch with you. It's been a while. But, I mean, what I'm saying is not my great inspirational, whoa, Michael Basham and his incredible revelation. I've gotten revelations before. I mean, your spirit craves revelation. You should be dying to jump into revelation every day. It's what your spirit craves. Your spirit just desires to go into the spirit. Sorry, that didn't sound very cool, but it's true. And Neville Johnson is a great teacher about this, and Rick Joyner is a wonderful teacher about this. And you know, I always name these names. People might hate Rick Joyner, they might hate Alex Jones, they might hate the president. Well, then we've got, you know, we've got the Hagman report. We've got Dan Duvall. I mean, all these people. I mean, Sheila Zelinsky is awesome. She has dissed the Shack numerous times. And then you turn around and we got Daniel Lovett, and he's interviewing the author of the Shack on the same network. So it's like everybody kind of, we need to kind of fine tune our guns here a little bit and not shoot at each other and not shoot at people that are helping to broadcast a part of the truth, a part of the message. Oh, you know, Rick Wiles on True News. Oh, Rick Joyner's bad because his name's Rick, but he don't do things the way I do it. And Morty, you need to do it the way I do it because I'm Rick. And Morty, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to get this interdimensional transponder and you're going to find out that everything you ever believed was a lie, Morty. I can't do Rick right now. So we have the Council of Ricks, Rick Joyner and Rick Wiles and all these different shows. And they are shows and they have to do the thing. They have to come online. They have to be entertaining every day. That's hard. There's no way you're going to have a new prophecy for people every single day. Well, I'm sitting here with... I finally got a Kindle, guys. I couldn't help it anymore. Oh, Alexander Kilman, I miss you too. We got to get... I mean, just the violence in your last name, that means we need to work together because my family is full of violent names too. Basham and Bernsteins and Rimmel. General Rommel. But, you know, the Lord has spoken to me and he has shared words with me that I would love to share, and I feel a little bit more able to read again now that we have one of these things. A Kindle is a good thing. You know, you don't need to also you don't really need one unless you have a lot of things on file like I do. But reading is important. And look, I don't even need my sunglasses to read this. When I'm staring at a computer screen all the time, my eyes get tired. I need to I can only read the headlines. Now I download like a whole article from Drudge on here, and Sunday morning, you know, my wife and I are just lazily drinking coffee and we read like 3 articles from Drudge all the way through. Like, when was the last time you actually read an entire article? Hey, Sean Taman, bless you. Thanks for coming in here. So the Lord, how do you please the Lord? How do you make him happy? Because it's all about making the Lord happy. It's not about making people happy. And I don't have an answer to that question, except you come to him every day and you ask him what's up. And then you let him talk to you and then you do what he tells you to do. I believe that is the ultimate way, because things can change. Sometimes the Lord will tell you, like, I want you to work with the Methodists. And then 50 years later, you're still working with the Methodists, and the Methodists they had a secret council where they sold their souls to Satan and they're committing human sacrifice. I'm not saying they do, but and then maybe if you tuned into his voice, Jesus would show you that it's time to leave the Methodists. and you're like, but Jesus, I got the prophecy you said to stay on the Methodist. And he's like, ugh. He's like, get out of America. America is a godless country now. You leave. Trump gets in. Come back to America. It's time to fight for the soul of America. So this is literally what's going on here. We have to stay fluid. Hey, Anna the Evangelista. Okay. God put that need in our DNA. I'm guessing you're talking about the need for revelation. Amen. And I'm holding in my hands a prophecy from a few years back. Sean says there's a Methodist to the madness. You're so funny, brother. Why are you so funny? Jesus speaking to me years ago. If you wish to please me, do the work of an evangelist. This is not exactly what the world thinks or even what most Christians think. For the work still comes down to this. Believe in me. Then out of this shall spring your real work. This is the work you will get credit for. For it does not stem from condemnation or guilt. You need to focus on me and my love for you. Do not think about anything else, or else it won't count. So Which leads us into looking at the book of Galatians. And I'm not going to sit here and read you the whole book of Galatians, but every time I have ever gotten stuck in being a religious Christian or like trying to prove how spiritual I am or whatever. Oh, Jay Rhymes. Hey, brother. Love the new motorcycle you got there. Where'd you get it? And Thomas Morrow. All right. We got Zambia tuning in here, guys. We've got to talk, brother. We need to get your work. That is the true orphanage. I've been talking to everybody. People in Florida, concert masters of philharmonics in Florida. I've been talking to people about where do you find the real Christian thing? Where people are doing the real thing, watching for the fatherless and the widows and the poor. And that's Thomas Morrow in Zambia. So we're going to reiterate that. We're going to get an update from him soon. But anytime you get under the spirit of religion or the works, you know, you look at the book of Galatians. I'm going to skim through really fast here. But, you know, he says here, okay, so if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Do I persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. So it's very important to not think about what other people are thinking all the time, which is really funny because here online, like, we're constantly talking to people and connecting with them and needing to tune into whatever, you know, other people are seeing here. Hey, BT. It's important to at least love people enough to tune into what the need is. But all that cool stuff, remember back when my wife and I talk about this a lot. Remember back when everything was about being cool in America? It's like, hey, are you cool or not? Well, he's not cool. He doesn't have the cool shades. Yeah, I found these cool shades on the beach walking one night with my wife in Waikiki. We take these night walks sometimes, and we find like really expensive sunglasses. One time we found money, like when we really needed money. And we still need money, but we were like really in need of money, like really in need of it. God will take care of you if you focus on him and believing in him and following him. He will take care of you. He promises to do that. Now, this is kind of with regards to the spirit of religion that I have seen kind of bubbling up in certain areas of the fringe Christian movement. Different channels saying, you're not allowed to get a prophecy, you're not allowed to have an angel show up, or you're a heretic. But this is very good, because Paul says, I certify the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, that's how I want to get disciples. That's how I want to get, and that's how actually most of the people that we're working with today, Daniel Lovett, Martin Smith, Johnny McMahon, a lot of the great Christians that I know that are out there and fighting, and I haven't met them personally, physically yet, but I know we will one day, and so far so good. Peter Goodgame, Andrew Boham, the people that I've met physically, my wife, are really true people of love, and I don't agree with them doctrinally and everything, but whatever. It's like those people have had their own journey, and they are people who are still on a journey, and I'm looking for more people like that. And those are the people that Jesus teaches you on your own path, and that's what Paul was like too. And a lot of people don't like Paul to this day. But God was pleased to reveal his son in me, he says, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither did I go to Jerusalem, but he was out there for 3 years. And then finally he went and saw Peter. And that's a very interesting thing, is that you spend those years alone with God, then when it's time, then you meet with other Christians to work together. Very fascinating. So we're just breezing through here. He talks a lot about people like trying to look for acceptance. You know, God accepts no man's person, he said. And then he confronted Peter about the gospel of the circumcision. It was like, hey, don't you dare. He's like, Peter was to be blamed, so I withstood him to the face. We're really zooming through here. It's chapter 2, verse 11. When Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Because he was afraid of what the Jews thought. He was trying to please the Jews. And Paul was all about, we got to get this gospel out to the Gentiles. And Peter, anyway, you know, there were politics going on all the way back in the very beginning of the church. And then here's where it gets into the meat here. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. So that is the key. People try to be justified by the work of the law. And I'm not going to read the rest of Galatians today. Except for Galatians 2:20, of course, which is the ultimate spiritual discipleship verse. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So you want to know what it is? It's you're dead with Christ. Your life is hid with Christ. It is a normal thing, and it is a natural thing for us to enter in and to receive messages from the Spirit. And that includes angelic encounters. It includes a lot of crazy things that even the Bible doesn't have in it, but they're not anti-biblical. They're just not in the Bible. That includes my wife one night recently, two nights ago, sitting on this chair, engaging the angelic and just having a vision of this angel with six wings and the fluffiness of those wings. She just was like encompassed in the fluffiness of the feathers. And one wing was on her heart, and one wing was on her womb, one wing on her head. And it was just a ministering, healing spirit. And then she fell asleep. That's all she remembers. And I was sitting there asking the Lord for messages and communicating with him, and I'll share those messages. I guess. I mean, I have those messages if anybody wants them to listen. I mean, I'm not here to be a prophet to tell you this is what the Lord said, but I'm here to try to tell you that, look, you can do this too. Anybody can do this. It's not hard. Start with the Word. Read the Word. Be thankful. Ask him into your life. And maybe it's worth listening to some of these people. I don't like a lot of these big giant pastors with the huge ministries. Just a lot of it is a show when you get into those things. And I've seen those people get deceived, and it was sad. But I believe that they will humbly repent when they understand where they've made wrong. But they're in the whole, you know, the show thing. Once you're in that, it's hard to grow. It's hard to change. But anyway, you know, the Lord wants to touch you. He always reminds me whenever I come to him that he just wants to spend time with me. And if the Lord of all of heaven wants to do that, and he humbly, and he told me, he reminded me, he's like, you know, I, the God of the universe, would come down to be with you on the earth. And I want to spend time with you. And not only that, I am not interested in fame or fortune or the glory of men in the way that you perceive it, but I consider our sweet fellowship to be a rich treasure. So to be intimate with him, that is the way to understand this. There's no other way. And when you hear him say that, you're just like, oh God. I'm sorry. And then I had this vision of walking with Jesus through a pine forest with very thick trunks. And you just see details of the lines of the bark on the trees. It was very, very vivid. And, well, it was just this nice walk that we had. And I think that's pretty much what we can do, is just go into the spirit. It's sometimes he'll give you a little picture. And if you enter into the spirit with him, he'll give you flashes of just light or pictures or impressions. And rather than just dismiss it as like, oh, it's just my imagination, or oh, I've got a good imagination. I mean, I know Alexander, he's a writer. He's written novels, very awesome spiritual novels, which I hope will get translated into English someday. You'll be like, oh, I've got a great imagination. Meh, it's not real. Don't be surprised if sometimes those things that you perceive to be your imagination turn out to be true. And he just tells me, like, don't shrink back. Let me love you. Let me share my spirit with you. And if you'll respond and just be like, look, I just want your truth. Take me out of the wilderness when it's your time. You know, Paul spent 3 years in the wilderness before conferring with flesh and blood. Well, if you come to him and he says, you cannot perceive this now in your weakness, but when you are this way with me, you are wielding one of the most powerful weapons on the very true and real battlefield of this present darkness. Thanks to this quiet stillness with me, that you can win against the hordes of demons that encircle you on earth. And then I had the vision of a cottage in the woods that we went to, and a very secret kind of a hidden away place that you would only find on one specific path deep in the forest. Thick trees branching over the top of the roof. Not in a creepy way, but just a very, like, something out of, like, a storybook. Just something just so real. It's almost like Disney World tried to make it, but it's real. Like, something right out of the legends. And all of this energy of just rejuvenation. Even just seeing the cottage, for some reason. The secret cottage in the forest. Walking there with the Lord, I felt rejuvenated. Very nice looking, fresh white paint against the wood beams, artfully crisscrossed in a medieval pattern. A picnic table outside. Everything just felt like it was fresh cut, as if you just bought it from Home Depot. But it's so deep in the woods and so just real that you would expect something there to be decrepit and rotten. Like, you know, most of those neglected little shacks you find in the middle of nowhere. But everything here is just perfectly kept, perfectly arranged, very fresh, very lovely. And that's what's waiting for you. If you go to the secret place, go somewhere, talk with the Lord, get away from the world, meet with your angels, whatever you need to do, wherever you need to go to just have a quiet time in the Word. And I know your work is important. I know your family's important. I know your fight. Even just taking care of your mentality, you know, watching a movie every once in a while, or I'll be honest with you, I'm binge watching South Park right now. It's so terrible, but it's so fun. And the Lord wants to give to you. And just a little vision like that, sometimes that's all you need. Your spirit needs to imbibe visions, though. I think that's a very important part. Well, Alexander says that's one of his ways of talking with God is through writing. That's awesome. Oh, hi, Tracy. Cool. Good to see you. I need to connect up with you guys again here in Hawaii. So we're doing a little bit of a late broadcast, but it's great that we connected with Hawaii and Poland today. And that's about all the time that we have tonight. But I will endeavor to continue this transmission. And the war is really about you finding that time with the Lord and building your relationship with him. And that will echo in all the other spheres of your life. You will find that you will have strength that you know not of. Hallelujah. All right. Well, Kelly Powell, bless you. She loves Dan Duvall, and she says she can see heaven. Well, cool, Kelly. Well, share it with us. Feel free to share a little bit of that heaven with us. Bless you. And thank you, everybody, for coming in here. We're going to definitely do this more often. A lot to come. Check out all the other awesome shows going on. Kingdom Talks. They're interviewing a lot of mystics. A lot of our great shows on the Fringe Radio Network. And pray for us that the Spirit Force may continue and that we will be able to bring more people in and also reach out to new people. And it's all about just sharing the intel and actually showing up to work. Your true job, your true place that you really belong is the New Jerusalem, is the spiritual dimension, is that place with Jesus. And then he gives you a crown, he gives you the armor, he gives you the weapons, and he sends you out to perform specific duties. And it's like a video game. It looks like a video game. It's so crazy. Alexander just started work. Get back to work, Alexander. What are you watching podcasts for, brother? Love you, man. Well, thank you, everybody. We shall meet again. Hallelujah. Let us know if you get any visions. I want to hear your prophecies, guys. Don't hold back. Alrighty. Bye-bye.